Time now for Western Michigan at Work. Each Tuesday evening at this time, the White Sales Corporation of Scotts, Michigan brings you a program about the industries of Western Michigan and the people who work in them. Through these programs, we hope our listeners may become better acquainted with Western Michigan at Work. This evening, we visit the Miller Davis Company of Kalamazoo. And now, by transcription, your guide, Dr. Willis Dunbar.
Whenever a large building is under construction, people always are watching and the process with avid interest. There's something fascinating about the way in which man is able to fashion stone, concrete, steel, and wood to make it serve his purposes. It is a formidable undertaking to assemble all the materials and the machinery necessary to erect a big building, and then to obtain the skilled manpower required to use these materials and this machinery. That's the job of a construction company, such as the one which we are to visit this evening, the Miller Davis Company of Kalamazoo. This company has built many of the largest public buildings in Kalamazoo, including the county building, the city hall, and the civic auditorium. It has constructed most of the new buildings on the Kalamazoo College campus, and many of those on the campus of Western Michigan College. The American National Bank building, and many of the newer industrial plants in Kalamazoo, are also Miller Davis built. Among the latter are the Upjohn office building and the new Sutherland paper plants. Last week, the company was awarded a contract to build the new Southside Junior High School, which we're told will be the largest junior high school in this part of the country. Miller Davis has not confined its activities to Kalamazoo. It has had many projects elsewhere in Michigan, such as the new Albion College dormitory. It has customers in northern Michigan and has done considerable building outstate. In 1939, it built the American Sinamid plant in Kalamazoo, and then went on to construct other projects for the same company in Hamilton, Ohio, and Wallingford, Connecticut. While operating in the East, the Miller Davis Company also did work at Westover Field in Massachusetts and at Bradley Field in Connecticut. That's a big fighter plane base that was used extensively during the war. Amongst building companies in Michigan outside Detroit, the Miller Davis Company ranks about third in size. Now, this enterprise had its beginnings about 40 years ago when Mr. O.F. Miller started a small construction company under his own name. It gradually grew in size, and during World War I, it did quite a bit of industrial building. Mr. Cameron Davis joined the company in 1923. Mr. Davis is a native of Kalamazoo, who attended Kalamazoo College and then went on to the University of Michigan, where he received a degree in structural engineering in 1923. After spending 2 years here, Mr. Davis went to Detroit and was engaged there in the construction business. He returned to Kalamazoo and rejoined Mr. Miller in the building business in 1928. In connection with the construction business, Mr. Miller started a lumber yard during this period. This enterprise prospered until it was taking a large part of Mr. Miller's time. Accordingly, in 1936, the two businesses were separated. The Miller Davis Company was formed, and it bought out the construction assets of the O.F. Miller Company. The lumberyard business was then set up as a separate company, the Miller Lumber Company. Mr. Miller retained an interest in the Miller Davis Company until 1943, when he sold his shares to Mr. Davis and his associates. The Miller Davis Company today is a corporation with Mr. Davis as president and principal stockholder, the other owners being Donald Maxwell, Vice President, and Robert D. Brittigan, Secretary and Treasurer. Although the Miller Davis Company specializes in large building projects such as the new Southside Junior High School, which will employ at its peak approximately 200 men in order to be completed within the time allowed, the company is very versatile in the type of work undertaken. Factory and office buildings, schools, churches, hospitals, and power plants all fall within the normal work of this firm. However, they have built several large housing projects, army camps, completely erected industrial machinery and equipment, such as all the machinery in the new board mill for the Sutherland Paper Company, as well as taking care of all the maintenance and repair work for a number of their regular customers. Miller Davis does build houses for individuals, but this is the exception rather than the rule. The number of men employed by the company varies according to the number and location of the jobs. However, they consistently employ about 500 men here in Kalamazoo, most of whom are skilled mechanics who are members of the various AFL building trades unions. Contracts for construction work are awarded in different ways. For all public buildings, competitive bids have to be submitted, and the lowest qualified bidder gets the contract, of course. But industrial builders do not always select a builder on price alone. Miller Davis has certain industrial customers for whom it has done many jobs. Hence, Miller Davis has a better understanding of the needs and requirements of these particular customers than some other company might have. Whereas most construction work is done on a lump sum contract basis, such as is required on public work, the Miller Davis Company has developed over a period of years an interesting form of contract that enables the customer to benefit wherever possible and yet have complete protection. Now, Miller Davis refers to this as a cost plus fixed fee contract with a guaranteed minute maximum. Let's analyze that just a little bit. The customer actually pays whatever the building costs are plus a predetermined fixed fee to Miller Davis for the company's services. However, the total cost to the customer cannot exceed the guaranteed maximum amount, thus giving the customer the same protection that's offered by a lump sum contract. And if the total cost of the building plus the fee is less than the guaranteed amount, such savings are passed on to the customer or shared by him with Miller Davis. Through this joint interest in the cost of the finished building, all parties concerned work together with a common interest to achieve a goal of the lowest possible cost in the shortest possible time. There can be large fluctuations in the cost of a given building due to such circumstances as weather and many other considerations over which the contractor has no control. Yet many of these problems can be overcome by a proper working relationship between the customer and the builder. The big variable in the cost of any building is labor, and labor constitutes between 25% and 40% of the cost. About the same percentage goes to subcontractors, and the balance is material. I inquired whether the company very often got caught on this guaranteed maximum. Only very rarely was the answer. It's rather astonishing how closely costs can be estimated, especially now that materials and labors have stabilized to a greater degree. I'll be back in a moment with information about a construction project and an interview with a construction superintendent and a carpenter foreman.
Western Michigan at Work is sponsored by the White Sales Corporation of Scotts, Michigan. They are local distributors for the Sullivan line of heavy-duty, water-cooled industrial air compressors. Their stock starts with a 15-horsepower size and includes the 30, 50, and 75-horsepower machines. They also have filters to clean the air before it goes into the compressor and after coolers to cool the air after it is compressed, as well as special tanks to hold the compressed air. These items with a motor from their stock will allow them to immediately furnish a complete unit. For further information, call White Sales at Scotts, 371. Now back to Dr. Willis Dunbar.
To each building project, the Miller Davis Company assigns a project engineer who is located in the main office of the company and whose function is the overall coordination of the entire project. That includes customer relations, purchasing, and field operations. A typical field organization is headed by a superintendent who has under him trained foremen for each trade that's involved in the particular job. Larger projects require field engineers and cost accountants. The Miller Davis Company has a yard for storing materials and equipment. A fleet of trucks deliver the materials and equipment to the building sites. Scaffolding lumber, electric and pneumatic machinery, hand tools, pumps, and many other kinds of construction machinery flow in and out of the yard as occasion demands. There are about 20 different trades in the building business. These include carpenters, bricklayers, plumbers, and a great many others. Each one of these trades has its own union. Wage rates for each trade are set in negotiation with a local association of builders. This afternoon we had in our studios two valued employees of the Miller Davis Company, Mr. J.J. Ponzi, who is superintendent in charge of the Western Michigan College program, and Mr. Herbert Clapp, who at the present time is carpenter foreman on the First Methodist Church project. Here's a recording of my interview with these gentlemen. Mr. Ponzi, how long has this building program at Western Michigan College been underway?
About 3 years. During that time, we have completed 2 faculty apartment buildings, a men's dormitory, and a music building. We are working on the first section of the new women's dormitory, which will be ready for occupancy next February. And just recently, we have started the second half of this dormitory, which will be ready by next September.
Now, just what are your duties as superintendent?
A superintendent's function is to plan the work of each of the trades and to see that they work in harmony with each other. The superintendent must anticipate the work so that the materials and manpower are available when needed.
Now, just what is your relationship with the architect, Mr. Ponzi?
An architect's representative visits the job about 2 weeks, every 2 weeks, to see that the building is being built in accordance with the plans and specifications. Sometimes the representatives stay right on the job. They help us a great deal with interpreting the plans and specifications.
Mr. Ponzi, how long have you been associated with the Miller Davis Company?
I've been a superintendent for the Miller Davis Company for about 22 years.
22 years, that's a long time. I understand during that period that you've been in charge of construction on several important Kalamazoo buildings.
Yes, I have. The Kalamazoo City Hall, the Kalamazoo County Building, the American National Bank Building, and the Upjohn Company downtown office and factory and powerhouse. Also some jobs out of the state for the American Cinemate Company in Connecticut and Ohio.
Well, that's quite a record. Thank you for telling us about your work as superintendent, Mr. Ponzi. Now, Mr. Clapp, weren't you in charge of the work here at WKZO when we built this new studio?
Yes, I was.
What are you doing now?
I'm carpentry foreman at the First Methodist Church Addition.
A carpentry foreman. Now, just what does a carpentry foreman do, Mr. Clapp?
I plan the work done by the carpenters and see that it's done correctly and on time.
How long have you worked for Miller Davis?
Since 1940.
Now, here's a rather personal question I'd like to ask you, Mr. Clapp. Just why did you choose Miller Davis to work for?
Well, it's a growing company that has a steady volume of work, and that is important to me. I also feel that I can learn more from the Miller Davis superintendent, like Mr. Ponzi here, and thus get ahead faster. I think we have better cooperation between the superintendents and the foreman than in most companies.
Well, that's quite a recommendation. Do you usually have the same men working for you on different jobs?
Not always, because I can't use the same number of men all the time. However, we seem to have a lot of real good men, and I don't have to always have the same crew. I think that is another reason why I like Miller Davis. We always seem to have good men.
Well, now, why is that?
Well, again, the steady work, good supervision, and safe working conditions. I also think Miller Davis' insurance program is quite an attraction for good men.
Thank you, Mr. Clapp. And so we conclude our story of the Miller Davis Company, one of the largest organizations of builders in Michigan. Here are some of the programs which you will hear during the next few weeks on Western Michigan at Work. Next week, we're going to bring you a lot of information about the real estate business, and more specifically about the Kalamazoo Board of Realtors. On this program, you will hear several of the officers of the Kalamazoo Board. 2 weeks from tonight, we'll bring you the story of Oakmaster Furniture, which is made in the city of Hastings. On November the 1st, we'll tell you about one of Kalamazoo's unusual and little-known business firms, the Kalamazoo Paraffin Company. On November 8th, we'll journey to Three Rivers for a visit to the Johnson Manufacturing Company of that city. Then on November 15th and 22nd, 2 more Kalamazoo industries will be featured, the Sanawax Paper Company and the Fuller Manufacturing Company. We turn to the professions on our last broadcast in November, when we will invade the realm of dentistry and bring you information concerning the Kalamazoo Dental Society. We shall appreciate hearing from listeners concerning industries they'd like to have us feature on this program. Don't hesitate to write us if you know of an interesting or unique way in which the people of Western Michigan are earning a living.
That's the story of Miller Davis Company in Kalamazoo. Next week, we will bring you the story of the Kalamazoo Board of Realtors. You have been listening to another Tuesday evening program in the series of Western Michigan at Work, presented to you at this time by White Sales Corporation of Scotts, Michigan. who are local distributors for the Sullivan line of heavy-duty, water-cooled industrial air compressors.